I am often asked, why is it that attorneys seem to be so winded when it comes to talking about answering a question about something legally? Why is it that they can't give you some straightforward answer? Why I gotta be this long-winded response and so forth? There's a reason why. There's a reason why attorneys are very, very careful about what they say. It ain't trying because they're trying to be stank about it. But there are some things that you need to be aware of that when you're asking an attorney a question, there's a reason why they pause. Let me give you a couple of reasons why.
In the know. Good evening, everyone.
There is a legal concept that's called detrimental reliance. It's where someone relies on something that you did or said, and by them relying on it, and if it hurt them, it was to their detriment. So let's assume like this. Let's say you come to me and I'm a weather person and you tell me, Anthony, what's the weather outside? And I tell you, oh man, it's gonna be sunny. So you don't take a raincoat with you or an umbrella. You go outside and it starts to storm. And all of a sudden you come back in wet. Well, guess what? You relied on me telling you that it was gonna be dry outside. It wasn't, and you got wet to your detriment. Same concept. It's an oversimplification, but it's basically the same concept. When an attorney is speaking to you and you're asking them a question, even if it's general legal information, especially when you hear them say it depends, they're telling you that because they know that what you're saying is what you're relying on. And so every attorney will probably tell you there are all these different scenarios. One little additional fact changes the scenario just like that. So they have to be very careful about what they share with you, because they don't want to put themselves in a position of telling you something that, because you haven't told them the complete picture, as a result of what you've told them, you act on what they told you, and then you did something, then something happened to them that hurt them, and now they're looking at you, or you're looking at them like you're crazy, talking about, see, you told me this, and this is what happened. Attorneys are uniquely aware that when people come to them for legal advice, that they have to be very careful about what they say, so that what they say, that the person is not harmed because they relied on what they said. Competence is a big thing. Competency talks to literally kind of knowing what you're doing. Now, there are a lot of attorneys who don't know everything. They start in a particular area. One of the things that they expect you to do is that if you don't know all this information about a particular area of law, you at least have the wherewithal to either, one, educate yourself or associate yourself with someone who does. So when somebody asks you a question, especially if either, one, it's outside of their area of practice, or it's within their area but it's a little bit more complicated and they need more time to research, they know they have an ongoing duty to provide you some competent information. Even if they're not representing you, just providing you general legal information, they know they have to be able to communicate to you in a manner that reflects their understanding of what you're asking about. It's like if somebody came to me and they said, okay, Anthony, how do you fix a transmission? And I started talking about all these things out my neck. Well, I'm not providing competent information because I don't know how to fix a transmission. And until I get some knowledge, it's in your best interest for you not to ask me. Now, does that mean I can't find out? No, it doesn't. But what it does mean is this. If you're coming to me to ask me about a transmission, I have a duty to say, I don't know as much. Let me get some additional information and I'll come back with you. So that's why when you see attorneys are measured in their response, if they don't have a grip or a grapple of the entire basis of what you're asking, they want to at least let you know that they don't, and let you know they have the ability to find out if you're willing to be patient. We are officers of the court, so we have a higher duty. If you want to go to Google and find out something, great. Willy Bobo off the corner, that's your business. But when you're asking an attorney, we have an ethical duties, we have a legal malpractice duty with regards to how we answer questions and how we provide representation and how we counsel individuals. That's important. Because we're viewed in that particular light, we take that responsibility very seriously. Now, I'm not saying there ain't no attorneys out there that don't run dirty. That's not what I'm trying to say. What I'm saying is that when you're talking to an attorney and you're asking them to give you feedback, and you notice they're very measured in their response, they not only know, not only from a competency standpoint, that's one, not only from the standpoint of detrimental, not only from a competency standpoint, not only from a detrimental reliance standpoint, but also from an understanding that, hey, we're an officer of the court and we have a duty to represent a particular way. Because guess what? You may be asking the question today, you may end up being a client tomorrow, and they have to be able to go before the court and represent well information that they've presented to you, or as well as presenting the court to reflect their duties and their responsibilities. I often tell people that asking an attorney a question like I got a quick question. There's no such thing. We understand intimately that every case we deal with has so many different layers and nuances, and each one of those layers and nuances changes how we answer a question. Since we know that, we are very careful about how we answer questions, and it may seem winded, it may seem long-winded, it may seem annoying, but it's done so that this way we don't tell you something that jacks you up because you relied on it.